Welcome to the Girls Gotta Heal podcast, where we dive into the everyday issues of your modern day resilient healing woman and get real about the ups and downs of healing and personal growth, navigating our mental health relationships, various setbacks, and grieving those we've lost can get very messy while we're also trying to figure out who we are. I totally get it, and I'll guide you through. I got you. I'm your host, Karen Pileggi, and in each episode, we uncover new, empowering topics that you have likely experienced in your journey or will. Empowering one another is so this decade, and so is living up to our full potential. This is the time to become more confident in exploring your relationship with yourself and looking inward. You don't have to have it all figured out today, but you're here, and now is a good start. I want you to be your best self. I'm always going to be rooting for you. This girl's got to heal. Hey, team, Girls Gotta Heal. Today's topic is going to be around switching jobs, leaving jobs, and trying to find something that feels very aligned to you and making those moves, especially in your late 20s or a couple years into your career, which is very scary. But I want to normalize that it is okay to make changes and to leave something that you're not happy with, no matter how old you are or where you're at. So the reason that I wanted to get into this topic is because it is something that has definitely impacted me quite a lot over the last 5 to 6 months. And I wanted to share my journey because I feel like there are people out there who are going through the exact same thing, or maybe at the early stages of it where they're debating leaving their job and taking that leap and trying to find something else, or feeling some self-doubt around that. And these are all feelings that I had as well throughout my whole process of leaving my job, taking time off, and finding something that works for me. So I'll preface this by saying I am a soon-to-be 29-year-old who lives at home and very passionate about my job. I am in education and mental health and youth development. And this is something I'm so incredibly passionate about. And if you'll have heard my story with trauma and grief as a young person, you'll know why working with this population and giving back in a sense is very important to me. So I had worked at within the same building for about 5 years. I changed positions, changed roles and responsibilities throughout those years, and had gotten to a place where I felt like I was really an asset in the school I was working in. I was seen as a specialist, I was a go-to, and I had great feedback from the parents that I was working with, and I knew I was doing good work. But of course, like everyone else, I was impacted by COVID, and especially working in education where we were nonstop and working with children and especially working with vulnerable populations, this got very heavy very quick. A lot of back and forth from remote learning to in-person learning to hybrid learning to having to adjust, having to go into work feeling scared and worried, all of that, feeling drained, working extra hours, all of the back and forth was just emotionally overwhelming. So that's where I was at last year, and I really felt like I was outgrowing the place that I was in. I had been advocating for myself, advocating for my students, and I hadn't been seeing change. And I always say, nothing changes if nothing changes. It is the most simple phrase, but if you really sit and think about it, it's true. Nothing changes if nothing changes. You could be advocating, you could be doing the most possibly, but if it's not being received well and nothing is changing, then nothing's going to change in the grand scheme of things. So I really feel like I did everything I possibly could have. And I was just left feeling really unhappy. I had experienced burnout several times in such a short period of time. And just through various experiences throughout the year, I was just like, I really don't feel like this is it for me. My contract had ended. I chose to not sign back. And this was a really clear decision for me at that point. I knew I wasn't going to go back, but I didn't have a plan. This is super scary. And I recognize that people who are maybe in a different position, who have their own home or have a child or are in a different position, might have felt like I have to stay, which is fair. And I can't put myself in that position. But I felt like for someone who was still living at home and had somewhat of the flexibility to make the change, I wanted to. It was scary, and I knew I wasn't going to be getting an income for a bit, but I chose to bet on myself and I didn't really have a plan in place. And I think that there were certain days I got so down on myself, because I think what we see in society, what we see from other people and what they show is that they did have a plan in place, or they got to this end point, but don't really highlight the whole process of what it took to get them there. I could never, ever in my life compare myself to someone who was in high school and said, I want to be a lawyer when I'm older, and I'm going to do this and this and this to get there. That is amazing. But my life never worked out that way. I always had bumps I had to deal with. I got rerouted so many times, to the point where I had to just surrender and accept that things could possibly change. I could go for them, but they might change because I don't want to get disappointed. So I was never that person who had a clear plan. I just kind of kept going. While I was taking the time off of work, I of course was working on GGH stuff and planning for this platform, because it's something that gives me so much joy and I love connecting with people in this community and I want to expand it. So I genuinely really enjoyed taking a couple of weeks, taking months to just focus in on that. I couldn't help but have this kind of hanging cloud over me that was like, you're not making money, you're not doing anything, you don't have purpose. And I think so often, I'm not sure if it's a millennial thing, maybe others can resonate with this, but I feel like sometimes our worth is associated with performance. Our worth is associated with how much money we make. Are we able to provide? And throughout this whole process of these 5-6 months of job searching, and I was working on GGH stuff, and I was literally every single day applying to jobs. And to again preface this, I am someone who has gone to college, gone to university, has had 5 years of experience, and it was still tough for me to find a job. I was enjoying what I was doing, but I was still waking up and I was thinking like, what am I doing? I'm not making money. I feel awful. Like, you feel useless when you're not making money. And I think that's what our brains are wired to feel as we're growing up, you know, as we're going to post-secondary and as we're seeing people start their careers and be so invested and engage in this hustle culture. So it really got to me. And it took me time. It took me a couple of months to just really feel like, how sad is that you're waking up in the morning with the purpose of wanting to make money. And some people really enjoy what they do, and that's amazing. But there's got to be more than that. It has to be more than that. And I think just kind of going through those really low days and then having those days of enlightenment and reflection have got me to a point now where I did get a job offer and I did accept it. But I think going forward, my mindset's really going to change. I don't want to have to be waking up in the morning with the mindset of like, I'm working and I'm making money. I want the mindset that I'm going into a job that I love. I'm coming back home to my family who I love spending time with, talking to my friends who I enjoy, and I'm just embracing and loving life for what it is. So that's where I'm at. I think there's so much more work to do around dismantling the belief that making money equals purpose and value. Money creates opportunity, which is amazing. And for someone who grew up not having a lot of money, you're even more driven. You want to change that cycle. You want your future and your possible kids to have more than what you did. So you're driven in that sense. But it's not everything, and it shouldn't be everything. And I think that because we're wired to believe that it is everything, those moments where we are unable to work because a health issue comes up, or we're unhappy with our job so we leave, or we get fired, we feel like absolute garbage because that value and that worth that is attached to that job is not there anymore. Having months of sitting with some hard truths and experiencing some really low days and some enlightenment days, I feel like this was an interesting part of my journey that I haven't navigated before. I was always someone who was working the second I could work. In high school, I did. Even got to a point where I was working 2 jobs, and then I was working 3 jobs, and I was never not working. As a young person who went through a lot of trauma and a lot of changes, I just was wired quickly to want to provide for my family and want to take some kind of the pressure and alleviate some of the stress so I would be able to do that through working and through earning money. So that was a belief that I had early on. So this part of my life, being 28, living at home, not having work, it was really hard. It was a really hard space to navigate that I haven't before. But these were some hard truths that I think were really important for me in my journey and spending the time to work through. I had to work through these things. I'm grateful for it, but I think it is a larger issue that many people do experience. So whether you can resonate completely to the story or pieces of the story, I want you to know a few things: that your worth is so much more than a paycheck. You are a valued and loved person by the people in your life, by your family, by your partner, by your children, by your relatives, by people in your community, by people who you serve in whatever way that looks like, whether it's through your work or the work that you do in your community. You are so valued and loved. And money equals more opportunities, but money doesn't always equal value and worth. So that is one of the hard truths that I had to sit with. Another one is being mindful in how you're starting your day. How are you waking up, and what is the first thing on your mind? If the first thing on your mind is, I gotta get ready so I can go to work and work, I think you really need to spend the time in just noticing, who are you without your work? Because so much of who I thought I was attached to my work. My work is supporting children and youth who have exceptionalities, who have struggles with mental health. And that is my love. That is something I love doing. But that's not all of me. Same thing of when we talk about trauma. You aren't your trauma. You aren't your work. There's so much more to you. So if you're someone who's waking up thinking, having work on your mind steady, you really need to take the time, one way or another, to just sit with yourself and ask yourself, who am I without this job? And lastly, what are some other ways that you can add value to your life? So again, some of us have work that we're deeply connected and attached to. We are maybe supporting people or offering some kind of service that is really game-changing for them. So that is important work. But what other areas of your life can add value to your life? Are you someone who thoroughly enjoys working out? Are you someone who thoroughly enjoys supporting your community and reaching out to people? What is it that is going to be adding more value to your life? Are you someone who loves exploring and going to different places in nature and disconnecting in that sense, or reconnecting to yourself in that sense? What else is adding value to your life? So these three things are hard truths and questions that I have sat with myself and I am leaving you with. So those are essentially my reflections over the last five or six months of being unemployed and taking some space away from my job, which I was so incredibly attached to and I thought was a huge part of. And I think work can be a huge part of our lives, especially if it is meaningful work and we really enjoy what we're doing. But again, I think it can go south really quick. I think it could really impact us when we don't have it. Again, if there is a health issue that comes up, a family emergency, or we lose ties, whether we're fired or we have to take time off, just feeling that you're not working, how does that make you feel? So these are all things to consider. So I hope some parts of it resonate with you one way or another, or if nothing I said connects with you in any sense, I hope that these three tips and hard truths are things that you can really sit with and think about, so you are looking out for future you. Another piece of my life that made all of these hard truths and things that were coming up from not being employed and searching for jobs was the fact that I was still dating, and I'm really selective with who I go out with and who I give my time and energy to. But I did feel somewhat of a connection toward this one guy, and he had talked and we had both agreed that we wanted to meet up and see each other. He seemed great head on his shoulder, was really successful and driven and all these things that I'm very attracted to. But the second that we met, I noticed he was driving a Tesla. He looked like he was wearing expensive clothes. He just looked so put together, and it intimidated me. And I have never in my life felt like that before. But again, it was because I was stripped away from my job and that attachment to my job and that attachment to feeling some kind of purpose and worth. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm pulling up in my average car. I'm unemployed. What can this person possibly see in me? So I had doubted myself the whole time. My anxiety was worse than it would have been. And I just felt like awful. And I'm like, I hate this feeling. I hate that I feel this way, but I'm recognizing that I am feeling quite intimidated. And this guy was so lovely. He was so nice. Great conversation. The issue was me. It was my like negative energy coming into it. And this place that I was in my life where I was just like, I'm comparing myself to him. And what could he possibly want with somebody like me? And that's really sad. And I had talked to a lot of my friends about this. I have a handful of really close friends and I always connect with them about my dating ventures or whatever's going on in my life. So the few people who had an idea of where I was at in my life and what was going on and that I was going to be seeing this guy, I shared with them that I felt intimidated and I felt overwhelmed. And my friends were incredible at just validating me and being like, Karm, you have so much to offer. Like, you never know how someone got to where they got. And we shouldn't be making assumptions based on like an end point. And I'm like, you're completely right. But I still feel this way. What am I supposed to do? So I really had to spend time, and it was like weeks of just working through, how do I see myself? I had to dive into my relationship with myself. And I always say there is always going to be healing work, no matter how many years you put into therapy or therapeutic practices or how many great friendships you have or whatever. There is still going to be work coming up. And this is an example. I'm someone who has put in a lot of work, but again, this was a really new space I was navigating. I was someone who's always had a job, who was really confident on dates, who was pretty confident in myself. I've always had a lot going on, and I'm at this period in my life where I don't have a whole lot going on, or at least what I was doing quite a lot of things for GGH, but I just felt like my load was significantly less, so I wasn't doing as much, and I was comparing myself. I'm not clocking into that 9-to-5 job, so, you know? And yeah, so I had to really look inward and dive into my relationship with myself and really ask myself, what are the parts of me that I love, that I feel are valuable? Who am I without my work? And what do I have to offer to a relationship? You know, these are things I talk about quite a lot, relationships and guiding others through it. But again, once you're put into new situations that you're not used to navigating, you do get brought back to this place. So this work is important, looking inward and not being so hard on yourself, honestly. And I had to hear that through a lot of my friends. I really needed that reinforced. But ultimately, I had to do the work myself. And I will continue to have to do the work because I think although these 5-6 months of not having a place to work were really rewarding. In a sense, I had a lot of creative freedom. I had to practice my time management. I was really giving back to myself and doing a lot of self-care. There were also moments where it was really, really difficult and I was my worst enemy. So we can be very hard on ourselves and it's just not worth it. But it's sometimes things that we have to go through. This was a really essential piece in developing and further exploring my relationship with myself. So if that doesn't resonate with you at all, I hope that you can take away the fact that our relationship with ourselves is always going to be needing work because nothing in our life is ever linear. It's not comfortable. There's always things that are going to be coming up, changes that we're going to have to be adapting to. And that in and of itself can shake up our relationship with ourselves. So there's always going to have to be work there. And I think the most important thing is to just allow yourself to go through it and not pass judgment on yourself. And also, make sure you have those friends in your corner who are going to be backing you up when you are at your lowest and feeling really down and engaging in negative self-talk. Because sometimes you need to hear it from other people. You just need that little boost. You need some kind of reset in the way that you speak to yourself. So that can be from your friends. That can be through the type of music that you listen to. I oftentimes find that I'm really drawn to like female R&B singers. And I love their storytelling through their songs. But oftentimes it can be about like heartbreak and really sad things. And I'll be like jamming to these songs at 8 in the morning, just driving and I'm like, what am I singing? Like, I'm not even dating anyone. I'm like feeling these songs so passionately. So when I do catch myself, and sometimes it is important, you know, you do need to let it out and sing your favorite songs, but I catch myself and I'm like, I need to put something a little bit more motivating and uplifting and find songs that can boost me up, because sometimes the language that you're hearing through the speaker or what you're saying coming out of your mouth and singing these lyrics really makes a difference and can contribute to that reset. So connecting with your friends, connecting to music, and being more mindful in how you're speaking to yourself. So that can be a simple switch of just starting simple and small affirmations in the morning. It can be writing down your feelings. It could be writing down your feelings while also pairing it with a positive affirmation. That's something that is true, something that is honest and real. And these can all contribute to just resetting how we speak to ourselves and what's going on in our mind. So this experience was incredibly humbling because it made me realize and get to the point of thinking who we truly are is who we are when we have nothing. And the thing was, this wasn't actually a new lesson for me. I had known this years and years ago when my dad was sick and we would spend holidays in the hospital and we would literally be in a waiting room and have ordered just pizza, just me and my mom, my brother and sister, and we would just spend the holidays together in a really old, smelly waiting room, and we were just all together. And I knew from that moment really quickly that you can strip away the fancy decor, the 40 people of extended family members, the big tree and everything, and it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, who you truly are and the love you have is represented when you don't have any of that. So that was something I knew early on, that all of the materialistic things and the titles and the roles and all of that, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you are who you are when you have nothing. That is who you truly are. So I think it's just a place I haven't been in a long time, but I was able to make that connection to, you know, an older part of me, a really important part of me. And it made me realize that I really just need to focus in on the love I have for myself, because everything around doesn't matter. And especially with your relationships too. Like, relationships are based on genuine and true connection. And it doesn't matter if you're in a smelly, old, awful waiting room under terrible circumstances, or if you're in a beautiful home with beautiful decorations and gifts and all this food and fluff. It doesn't matter. It's who you are when all of that is stripped away. So although I left you with some questions and some reflections earlier on when I was mentioning the hard truth that I was sitting with, I'll give you a few to reflect on. So the first one being, what adds value to your life? This was one that I mentioned before. What adds value to your life? Are you happy with where you're at in your career? And if you're not, can you ever see yourself making a change? And if you can't, or you have some doubts around that, what are the things that are getting in your way? I would say, don't be afraid to come up with some criteria of your own for a workplace or a job that you feel would be fulfilling for you. I've done quite a few interviews after applying to places for months, and I noticed in the beginning I was a little bit nervous. Of course, with more experience, I got comfortable, but I switched my mindset from, I have to prove that I'm the best candidate, to I have to be interviewing them as well and seeing if this is the right place for me. So I think that is an important mindset switch. And we can, if we're still in our job, we can come up with criteria. What is missing? What do you need? Is it possible to get that at your job? Would you be able to get what you need just by speaking up a little louder and advocating for yourself or putting things in place for yourself? So these are all important questions to ask when we are in our job or considering leaving or in between jobs. Shout out to you for showing up today and for diving a little bit deeper into your relationship with yourself and how that connects to your job. For more content, you can follow on Instagram at Girls Gotta Heal, and make sure to look out for our Sunday stories where I do some self-reflection check-ins. I post around 15 questions to reflect on how your previous week has been while going into a fresh week with a fresh mindset.